James 4:13. Go to now, ye that say, today or tomorrow we will go into such a city and continue there a year, and buy and sell and get gain. Whereas ye know not what shall be on the morrow. For what is your life? It is even a vapor that appeareth for a little time, and then for ye ought to say, if the Lord will, we shall live and do this or that. But now ye rejoice in your boastings. All such rejoicing is evil. Now, am I getting that right? That if I just say, make all my plans and say what all I'm going to do and never mention if the Lord allows, if it's God's will for me, for us, if the Lord's will. I mean, you just, as if to dismiss the Lord out of our life, our situations, our plans, everything that we're doing, that according to the word of God, is evil. It's a rejoicing that's evil. I mean, you could be happy that you're fixing to, you know, finally get to make that, whatever. And I'm not preaching against, us taking our families. I wish I could take my family to more places. But what God's saying here is people get excited about going and doing what they're going to do and never involve the Lord in any part of the action of it. When the Lord should be always primary, we shouldn't even do anything. I'm going to say this. We should not do anything until we get the okay from the Lord. I mean, to say, we know we need to do this or that. God, you've got to give me the time and the direction. You've got to let me know that everything's going to be okay or that you'll be with us. God knows what's going on in the world. And so he said, all such rejoicing, but now you rejoice in your boastings, all such rejoicing is evil. Therefore, to him that knoweth to do good and doeth it not, to him it is sin. You see where that fell in context of what we're talking about here is why he said that. Therefore, to him that knoweth to do good, you know to say, if the Lord will. Lord willing. But I'm going to preach about, for what is your life? This is a question that you and I should often ponder. What is my life? What is my life? You know, I heard a preacher give the makeup of man. You know, what we're made out of. You know, that we've got iron in us and magnesium in us and, I mean, water in us and, I mean, they just, all the things that in the ground we have in us, and it all accumulated up to not very much. Man's not, if you sold him on the market, he's not worth, maybe 75 cents. I don't know. It ain't much. He's not made of much. I don't think God was talking about for what is your life. You know, how much are you worth? I don't think that's at all what God was talking about. But I do believe God's talking about the makeup of our spiritual life, of who we are as a person, as a soul. What is your life? What is my life? What is my life consumed with? What are the loves of my life? What do I wake up for? What do I strive for? What is my life? Some people, listen, and I'm not trying to be mean. Honestly, I'm not. But some people, you look at them and you know their life is one thing, sport. It's all over them. It's in everything they do. Some people, their life, politics. I mean, they can't breathe without it. They eat and sleep and walk and talk. I mean, it's constantly. And there's nothing wrong with good politics. We should try to be a blessing and a help to our country as voters. Amen. But a person could go through this life and be and do many things, and that still not be what their life is. What is their life? Their life, I mean, the span of it's as a vapor. From beginning to end, it's like a vapor. There's only a certain amount of time. What Brother Ronnie was going to do has been done. What Brother Wilson was going to do had been done. Every one of us, what we're going to do, we need to do it. Because one day it will be done. Our life is as a vapor. It begins, it's going to end. And we're going to be with the Lord. I thought about this. You can look all through this chapter, the things that he's talking about, and see what is our life. He said, whereas you know not what shall be on the morrow. The future, what's out ahead, we don't know about. Listen, we could spend our whole... There's a man on this earth right now. Everybody knows him. Elon Musk. And do you know his whole life seems to be consumed with... the richest man in the world. And he's looking to the future. We don't know as far as our daily life. I know what our future is. I know what the future of humanity is. Amen. I mean, the Bible tells us what the future is. You can forget about living... in rocket ships, amen? That's right. Going and setting up oxygen pods on Mars, you can forget all about that kind of living. That's not our future. Our future is to be with Christ, have a new body, to reign with Him, amen? That the Lord's going to come and He's going to set everything right. Everything. And man will worship Him as he was in the beginning. The earthly treasures, some people's lives consumed with earthly treasures. In verse 13, he said, go to now, ye that say tomorrow, today or tomorrow, we will go into such a city and continue there a year, and buy and sell and get gain. Is that our life? Is that my life? Is that what my life is? Is it just about buying and selling and getting? Surely that's not all of my life. Paul talked about his life. He said, for me to live is Christ. That's my life. When Christ, who is our life, shall appear. See the language, how he says that? When Christ, who is our life, shall appear, we shall appear with him. We shall be like him. There's a lot of lives that are delusions. I mean, for them to say, you know, we're going to go into such a city and buy, you may wreck on the way. You're delusional if you think that, I mean, everything that you write down for your little life is going to happen. And if it doesn't, you're going to be a miserable human being. I'm going to tell you something, you're going to be a miserable human being. Because things never work out just the way you planned. Never. There's always going to be something changed. Something happened. A lot of people are living delusional lives. Life is uncertain without Christ. Very uncertain. People are gambling with their souls, really. Gambling with their souls. Saying, well, we can go into such a city and we can do this, we can do that. They don't know all they want to do or all that will happen. It's uncertain. There were some elderly ladies one time. Looked like they were just out for a beautiful day in Hiawassee, going in and out of some of the little stores, and there was a stairway, and they started down the stairway and down the stairs this one lady went. I mean, it was awful to watch. You couldn't stop it. He was at the bottom of it. There was nothing you could do. Well, I'm sure she didn't say, here it comes. This is what I've got planned for. I'm gonna see how tough I am with these stairs. No, she didn't plan that. But it happened. It happened. Life is uncertain. I mean, listen, even with Christ in our life, we don't know the minute-to-minute playbook. Amen. Are you listening to me? Life is uncertain. In verse number 11, look at verse 10. Humble yourselves in the sight of the Lord, and he shall lift you up. Humility should be a great part of our life. Humbling ourselves in the sight of the Lord. Speak not evil one of another, brethren. He that speaketh evil of his brother and judgeth his brother, speaketh evil of the law, and judgeth the law. But if thou judge the law, thou art not a doer of the law, but a judge. There is one lawgiver, who is able to save and to destroy. Who art thou that judgest another? Listen, God wants you and I to be doers of his word. Doers of his word. Our lives should be lives of submission to him. Submission to his word. To love one another. My life, I don't want my life to be a life lived apart from the word. I don't want my life to be a life lived apart from the Word. I don't want my life to be a life apart from prayer. The things that make my life pleasing to the Lord, that I could be closer to the Lord, that I could be obedient to the Lord and submissive to Him and humble to Him. That's what I want my life to be. I want my life to be pleasing to Him. What is your life? Is it pleasing? I want it to be pleasing. I desire it to be pleasing. Is my life a life of earthly joy, or do I have some heavenly joy? Heavenly joy. Spiritual joy. Rejoicing in the Lord. Resisting the devil. Submitting ourselves to God in verse 7. Drawing nigh to God in verse number 8. Humbling ourselves in verse number 10. I don't want to have a life of worldliness, prayerlessness. He said in verse 3, "You ask and receive not, because you ask amiss, that you may consume it upon your own lust." A life of unanswered prayers, a life of unwise prayers. Prayers out of the will of God. I want my life to be a life of prayer, sincere prayer. Sincere prayer before the Lord. Not of carnality. Verse 4, and he said, "From whence cometh wars and fightings among you? They come not hence, even of your lusts that war in your members. Come they not hence, even of your lust that war in your members?" He said, it's a carnality. You look at somebody and say, they are carnal. I don't want my life to project that. It's a short-lived life. This is what people is going to remember. There are people, and you and I both know, when they pass away, there's certain things you think about. I don't want my life to be thought of in an awful way. I want to have a good testimony. A good testimony. That the people would see Christ in our life. That person loved the Lord. People ain't going to see perfection. But if they can see Christ, they'll see who's perfect. But I'm not perfect. But if they can see Christ, there's perfection. A life lived for Christ. A life lived for Christ. It's like people that are always seen together. And people know when they see one, they know the others close by. Why? Because they're always together. Their lives are spent together. They called them Christians. Why? Because they had been with Christ. They could tell that they had been with Jesus in the book of Acts, didn't they? That's those ones that has been with Jesus. That's my life. That's what I want my life, a life filled with His Word. People will know if you've been with God's Word. you know something about God's Word. I mean, if you really spent time, it rubs off on you. It gets on you. It gets in you. And the same with prayer. God's people can tell when somebody's, really been praying, really been studying after God, seeking the Lord, calling on His name. God wants you and I to think about our life, our charitableness, our love. Amen. How we face our enemies, how we love one another, how we love them and pray for them. For what is your life? It is even a vapor. I don't know why I've always said it is even as a vapor. He said it is even a vapor. Our life, our soul, our spirit. The word for that is like wind. Wind. Like a small puff of air. Like a vapor. It appeareth for a little time. See, that's what a vapor does. A vapor, you can see it. But it will never stay, will it? What does it do? It is consumed by the rest of the air around it. Life for your what is your life? It is even a vapor that appeareth for a little time. It's meant to be seen, and then it vanishes away. Our life is meant to be seen as a testimony. If you couldn't see the vapor, it wouldn't matter what the life. But because you can see the vapor, it's telling what that life is, what that life was all about, what that life is all about. In chapter 1, of James, verse 10, he says this, "But the rich in that he is made low, because as the flower of grass he shall pass away. For the sun is no sooner risen with a burning heat, but it withereth the grass, and the flower thereof falleth, for the grace of the fashion of it perisheth. So also shall the rich man fade away in his ways." Well, that's the way of all men, really. Look in Matthew 6, 25. Matthew chapter number 6. "Therefore I say unto you, take no thought for your life." Now when he says this, he's not saying, don't care how your life turns out. No, he's talking about provisionally. "Take no thought for your life, what ye shall eat, or what ye shall drink, nor yet for your body, what ye shall put on. It is not the life more than meat, and the body more the body than raiment. Behold the fowls of the air, for they sow not, neither do they reap, nor gather into barns. Yet your heavenly Father feedeth them. Are ye not much better than they?" He He even goes on down in verse 34. Take therefore no thought for the morrow. For the morrow shall take thought for the things of itself. Sufficient unto the day is the evil thereof. Listen, we don't know from one day to the next even if we're going to have another day. And our life, the thought of our life, and what our life is, should all be of Christ, us that are believers. Of Christ, of faith, of Him that is in heaven. When He said this in Matthew about, you know, take no thought for your life, what you shall eat, what you shall drink, or your body, you know, more than raiment, what you shall put on. He wasn't saying, don't worry about not having any food or drink or any clothes on. No, God don't want us running around naked. He's going to take care of the food, and He's going to take care of the water, and He's going to take care of the raiment. Our life shouldn't be consumed worried. A life worried. I've seen people, their whole life was a worry. Instead of a life of faith, instead of just trusting the Lord, saying, if the Lord will. Listen, if God's will, if God wanted us to fast today, He'll put us in a place where we have no option but to fast. It may cause us to pray like we should. What is your life? What is my life? What is my life? What is your life? Come and my granddaddy told me and my brother when we were younger, teenagers, he said, you're going to wake up one day and you're going to be an old man. And he's right. He was right. I didn't realize then what he was talking about. You're going to blink your eye, life. I mean, and it's over. You're looking back and you're saying, where did all the time go? What did I do with all that time? What could I have done different? Did I do enough for the Lord? For all that He has done for me? Listen, I know, you know, that's one of those guilt things, you know, that you say, because all of us can say, you know, I ain't done enough for the Lord. But I'm not trying to say it that way. I'm trying to say it in sincerity that our life, that we would look at our lives and put some priorities in place. Some things that really have worth in the eyes of God. Pleasing to Him. I want you to stand. I'm done. God bless you. Thank you for your attention this evening.